just want you to know it's not Christmas yet.
Okay, is this a trick? I know, it's not Christmas yet. Why? What?
Why am I starting with that?
Yeah, what?
Because everywhere I look, it's Christmas.
Oh, I have seen more fucking Christmas lights this year already than I ever have. I mean, I get it. Usually people put their lights up like the day after, or put their tree up like the day after before Christmas. I mean, fuck me running.
And while we're taking a break, this is Natalia. Sorry, she's very confused right now.
I don't even know where I am.
And I'm Candace.
Yes, thank you.
This is not a single fork.
Help me.
Yes. We're going to try to help you with your food and cooking for the holiday season, but I'm just...
But you're right. I've seen way more of that this year. Maybe people are just...
I understand retailers. They have to get all their Christmas stuff out.
They always have.
Because they got to sell that shit.
Right.
And I get that. Okay. But it's not Christmas. It's not even Thanksgiving
yet. It's not
even
Thanksgiving.
And I personally... I'm not one of those people who, as soon as Halloween's over, I put up my Christmas decorations.
No, but that's been happening a lot.
I know.
I feel like more. Don't you?
I don't know.
I don't
it's
either.
Always been, you
it's
know.
It's crazy.
It's always been a lot. And no one in my family ever had any interest in decorating or, let's see, what's kind of like honoring the harvest or Thanksgiving or anything like that. So there was either... a little bit of Halloween,
mm-hmm.
and then nothing until the day after Thanksgiving.
And then that became Christmas.
And that became the Christmas decorating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But in between, it was just like any other day.
So that's not what we're talking about today, though.
I know.
Okay,
but
are we talking about today? What's our podcast? What's this episode about?
It's Thanksgiving related.
And Christmas related.
And Christmas. But I think more of Thanksgiving because... people think that on Thanksgiving, you must have pie.
So today, we talk about pie.
We talk about pie.
So really? Is that more of a Thanksgiving thing here than a Christmas thing? So Candace and I were having this discussion the other day because we were like, oh, what are we going to talk about? And this is weird, but you guys are going to have a moment. I didn't grow up with pies. So it's not a new thing for me, but it's not a nostalgic thing. It's not, I could pass it up in a fucking heartbeat. I grew up with like meat pies, like Sweeney Todd.
I like meat pie.
Or like shepherd's pie, which is not a pie.
Correct.
Or chicken pot pie. I ate a lot of those.
Yeah.
So the pie crust things that I had were usually savory.
Yeah.
So this is not, it's not, I mean, hello, I've been here for a while. It's not like I'm like, ooh, what's a pie? But it's definitely not something that I ever think about ordering, making, buying. If I'm at a restaurant and they're like, oh, our feature is this pie. I'm like, I'll pass.
Yeah. Well,
apple pie. That's a thing. That's a big thing.
That's a thing.
It's a thing here. God, now I sound like my mom. I've been here for like 20 fucking, more than 20 years. And it's like, oh, I think that's a thing in the States. And I'm like, Jesus, mom.
And she's not new here either.
No, no.
Well, I love all kinds of pie.
Yes.
And
most
people
do.
And that's the one thing that I do bake.
Yeah, because you're not a baker.
Because I don't really, you know, I used to bake cookies. I used to be really into baking cookies.
But that was for the kids, right? For
well,
the girls?
No, I know. When I was younger, I was a pretty good cookie baker.
Okay.
And I had we digress from pies, but my first husband,
she's had many.
I've had many husbands. My first husband, who actually was a lovely man.
I've had none, so
yeah,
whatever.
So I make up for it. I believe it was his grandmother. Well, part of his heritage was Swedish.
Okay.
His grandmother, I believe, had a Swedish bakery.
Oh.
So he had recipes from his grandmother. So I made Swedish Christmas cookies. And they're mostly butter cookies.
Not the
Pfeffernuss is German.
Is it German? Okay.
It's German. I do love a good Pfeffernuss.
I know when I saw them in the store the other day, I almost bought them for you.
And so there were more like shortbread.
Okay. Oh, I love shortbread.
I love shortbread.
Now that's something I can get behind.
Yeah. And then his mother, then the other side of his family at least part of it, was Polish.
Okay.
And so his mother would make kolachki, mm-hmm. which is very different from the kolachki that I've seen since then. But hers was a cream cheese crust. And then she would put jam in the center and she'd make little squares. Or, mm-hmm. Yeah, little squares. Jam would go in the middle and she'd fold in the corner tips of the square. Uh-huh. And then they would bake and then they'd be sprinkled with powdered sugar. Mm-hmm. And oh my God, I loved those so much. Mm-hmm. But back in the day, this was in the early 70s, we couldn't find in Oklahoma, we couldn't find the right kind of filling, jam filling.
It's not just back in the 70s. There's still things you can't find here.
Yeah, but they were in Chicago. Right. So it was, you know, and there's a lot of ethnicity in Chicago.
Yeah, that's true.
So it was easy to find things like that. Yeah. So anyway, where are we going with this?
I don't fucking know. You started talking about cookies.
Oh, okay. we were baking. Okay, so here's the thing.
Maybe we need to do a fucking cookie episode.
Well, I don't know about that. But anyway.
The fucking cookie episode.
The fucking cookie episode. Okay.
Okay.
I like that name. My mom would make a Cornish pasty.
Okay.
Which is a meat pie.
Yes.
And it was
like a hand pie.
It was not a hand pie.
Or was it a large pie?
It was a large pie made in like a ramekin, a big ramekin. But she got that recipe from...
We're going to have diagrams in the...
how all this
drawings.
Works together.
Yes.
My...
We're going to graph this shit.
Okay.
Yes.
It was her second husband after my father died. His mother made Cornish pasty because part of her heritage was... from Cornwall.
Yes.
And so she knew how to make Cornish pasty. Well, of course, my mother, it was always a challenge or a competition. So hers had to be better than
his mother's.
Than his mother's.
Did that ever work? Was it ever better?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, okay.
But because...
Did he admit that hers were better?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But he would, I mean, he ate everything, so it mm-hmm. didn't matter. But she would make... pie crust, just her regular pie crust, mm-hmm. and it would be then be stuffed with diced round or chuck, I think.
Yeah.
And then she seared it before she put it in there. But then it would have potatoes and onions and mm-hmm. you know, it was
hearty.
It was hearty. Mm-hmm. It was one of those things that the
peas?
No peas.
Candace's favorite.
Ugh. So that as a hand pie, it was mm-hmm. something that the miners took
right
for lunch,
and they'd be they'd hold them over
like a plowman's lunch.
Oh,
you know?
Love a good plowman's lunch.
I do too.
I really do.
But she always just used her regular pie crust for that. Well, since I've been watching the Great British Baking Show, I've been
she's fucking obsessed with the show. Guys.
I am obsessed with it. I found out about. It's a hot water crust.
Oh, yeah. You were talking about that the other day.
And the hot water crust is apparently intended for a meat or a savory pie because it has more...
It's like sturdier.
Structure to it.
Because it's going to be heavier, the shit that you put inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I haven't, besides beyond that, knowing about it, I haven't investigated it further because I haven't really had an occasion to make a meat pie.
Okay, so back up. Your mom's... Excuse me, I'm very gassy today. At least it's not coming out of the other end. Mm-hmm. Did she teach you how to make that pie crust? Because you make that pie crust now for your pies, or did you just learn by watching her? Or
Mother wasn't a teacher.
Yes, you said that. Oh, your fucking phone's still on.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, guys.
So, but you learned how to make your, because the crust you make is your mom's crust.
It is my mom's crust.
And every time you make a pie, you make the crust.
Yes.
You don't buy a crust.
I never buy a crust. And all these caterers in town and they're selling their fucking pies and everything. It's like, and I look at them and I'm like, they did not make their crust.
She's a crust Nazi. You are.
I am a crust Nazi.
Like for sure.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because like we've always talked about like she doesn't bake. Neither one of us bake because of the preciseness and because it makes a fucking mess and all this other shit. But I've seen you, and when it comes to crust, this is a serious fucking program. And every fucking Thanksgiving when we do caterings and I have to watch Candace, and she kind of stresses a little bit about when you're rolling it up and then you have to pick it up and get it off the Silpat and get it into your container and it doesn't break. And I'm like, oh my God,
we both well, need and eggs. And the problem is that because I don't make pie all year round, it takes me a couple of crusts to get into my mojo.
Get your groove on. Get your crusty groove on.
Yeah.
But that makes for a fucking delicious pie. So at Thanksgiving, what pies do you think about? Like what, I mean, obviously high pumpkin pie.
I'm sorry, but pumpkin pie is my favorite pie of all time.
Why are you sorry? Just because I don't like it doesn't mean you have to be sorry.
Not very many people like pumpkin pie.
Oh, I think a lot of people like pumpkin pie.
Well, no, none of my children like pumpkin pie.
I think a lot of older people like pumpkin pie. Is that weird? Is that a demographic thing?
Maybe. It could be.
Maybe it is. You know the other pie that just came to mind that I heard about, and I think I had and I liked it years, like maybe 15 years ago, and I've never seen it or had it again, is sweet potato pie.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of a variation on, it's historically an African-American version of pumpkin pie.
Oh.
Because they wouldn't, generally speaking, have access to pumpkins. So they use sweet potatoes, which makes a delicious pie. I mean, you know, seriously, in many, many ways, it's probably a better pie than a pumpkin pie.
Yeah, because I don't really see sweet potato pie anywhere or hear about it or anything.
No,
like,
it's definitely soul food. And, okay. You know,
I remember liking it.
Yeah.
I just don't remember.
It's a great
else.
Pie. It's a great.
Pecan pie.
Pecan pie is, okay. You know, pecan pie and pumpkin pie is traditional for Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Okay. What about Christmas? Is there like a Christmas pie?
A Christmas pie?
Birds well, baked in a pie. What's that song?
4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie. Well, we used to, when I was a kid, our Thanksgiving and our Christmas were basically the same meal.
Oh, okay.
So
exactly.
Almost exactly.
So you had pumpkin and pecan pie.
Yes.
For both.
And then my aunt would make this chocolate refrigerator pie? What is it? Icebox. Chocolate icebox pie. That was the traditional name for it.
Like with Jell-O?
I don't know what she made it with, but it didn't taste like anything.
So it was like a squishy... Like, it did have a pie crust?
It did have a pie crust, okay. And as my mother said, she never could make pie crust.
Oh, her sister.
Her sister.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So there you go.
There you go. There you have it. And then it was like a creamy chocolate filling, like
Jell-O-y
pudding.
Except I don't think it was Jell-O
because there was no flavor.
It had no flavor. Well, I don't know. I don't like pudding. I don't like that texture.
Oh, I like pudding. Do you like a cream like a chocolate cream pie? Would you like that?
Maybe I don't know because I've had like for there's that French silk. Pie.
Yeah.
That isn't that kind of like a baked fudge?
I have pie? A phone. I'm gonna look.
Okay, look that up.
Okay.
But there's like a baked fudgy kind of brownie pie that I think sounds delicious. But that is like, it's kind of a gooey.
This is
fudgy
kind of
pie.
Moosey looking fudgy, a gooey fudgy pie.
Yeah.
Now you really sound British.
But not stodgy.
Not stodgy. It's a fudgy pie. Let's look. Yes. That's teaching me how to make the crust. I don't want to know. Chocolate pie filling. Heavy cream, melted chocolate, eggs, and sugar.
No, that's pretty. That's pretty much just like a chocolate moussey pie.
Yeah, it's kind of moussey. That's the French silk.
So, I mean...
But whatever. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Chocolate fudgy pie sounds great. Figgy pudding.
Yeah, like a figgy pudding.
Yeah.
Or sticky toffee pudding.
or a spotted dick.
I love it.
Okay, but you do make, and I know by request every year, because I know that you sometimes maybe get a piece as well.
If they let you have
If they
any.
Let me, your children request the butterscotch cream pie.
Correct.
That's a creamy puddingy pie, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You don't like it?
No, I mean, I like it because there's crust associated with it.
Oh.
And mom always put pecans, not, well, I guess she kind of mixed them into the pudding or the, it's really, it's a baked custard cream.
Get it out.
It's a cream pat. It's a cream pat.
So it has a little crunch because of the pecans.
Because of the pecans. And so it's not just creamy.
A pudding pie.
Yeah, it's not just a pudding pie.
Pudding pie.
Yeah. So it is, and what makes it butterscotchy, and we kind of talked about this. Did we talk about this in the last episode? No, because we were talking about chili in the last episode. Yeah. But anyway, a couple episodes ago, we were talking about the difference between butterscotch and caramel.
Caramel.
Yeah. But when mom would make, so I've made some adjustments to her recipe because I like it to be a little more butterscotchy. And the way that I achieve that is by adding more brown sugar versus white sugar. In her original recipe, it's half and half.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's like a 3/4 of a cup of white sugar and 3/4 of a cup of brown sugar. And I make it half a cup of white sugar and a cup of brown sugar. And I typically use dark brown sugar.
Okay, but don't give all the secrets away because this one's going to be on Patreon.
Oh, that's right.
So they're going to have to pay.
Well, that's all I'm going
to
tell them.
You got to pay for this shit because this fucking pie is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I forgot about?
Mm-mm.
Mincemeat pie. Oh. I always have those at Christmas.
Okay. I've made mincemeat pie.
Okay. So what did you put in your mincemeat pie? Do you remember?
Well, it's been a bit.
So just for you guys out there, mincemeat pie.
Okay, wait. So in England and probably all the British Isles, they refer to ground meat as minced meat.
Yes.
So that's where I never realized that until I started making things like larb.
Uh-huh.
And it was a British recipe or Australian, and it would call for minced pork or something. And it's like, what the fuck, you know, but it's just ground meat.
Yes, but the mincemeat pies don't have meat in them.
Don't they have suet in them though?
Oh, maybe, but we never made it like that.
Oh. They have lots of raisins and things like
that. They have
like
raisins and like dried fruit and that kind of thing.
So it kind of looks like meat.
It kind of looks like meat because when I remember as a kid and it was like, oh, we're having meat. And I would never touch it. It was like the grown-ups would eat it and they'd be like, oh, I love it. And I'm like, why are they eating fucking meat for dessert? Like, what is wrong with these fucking people? It took me a while, honestly, to figure out that there was no meat. But yes, minced meat is typically ground beef usually
something. But I think that when I made minced meat pie, I think there was beef suet.
Which is, what's the suet for
suet
everyone?
It's beef tallow fat, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, because it is not sweet.
No, it's not kind of sweet and sour.
It's kind of like our Christmas pudding. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, and we have a Christmas pudding every year that we fucking set on fire. But it's not delicious. I just eat it for good luck because it was on fire and I think that's what you're supposed to do.
You don't like Christmas pudding?
It's okay. I've grown to like it, but it's not.
I like a good Christmas pudding.
It's, well, the thing with the
pudding.
Here's the thing. We're again digress from pies.
Well, it's, you know.
It's us. We would have, mom loved Christmas pudding, but mom would insist on getting Christmas pudding from England. Now, that was fine when we used to go back like every year, but we stopped going back every year many, many years ago.
Right.
So our Christmas puddings that we would eat would be like 7 years expired. So we didn't eat a whole lot.
So you didn't make one from scratch?
No, we never made them.
I did.
You made a Christmas pudding?
I did.
Why?
Because I thought it was cool.
How was it? Did it taste good?
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, okay. It probably tasted much better than the expired shit that I've been eating.
But this was a long time. This was back in the 80s when I was kind of obsessed with fruitcakes and...
Oh,
and I made that... I don't know if I told you this story or not, but I made a... I was into white fruitcake because dark fruit cake is...
I don't know what white fruit cake is.
Well, it's...
I've only had it dark.
Yeah, well, it's a lighter batter, and you use... instead of using a lot of citron and stuff, you use a lot of dried fruit.
Okay.
But you still soak it in brandy or rum or whatever it was for a long time. So I had it, and you had to, like, brush it with the rum or brandy, whatever, like every week, and then wrap it back up and put it away. Well, my fucking cat found it one day.
And ate it?
And ate.
No.
Not all of it, thank God.
Did it kill your cat?
No.
Was she drunk?
Yes.
Oh my God. yeah, it's a boozy.
I had it hidden away too.
She was a booze hound.
Shit, yeah.
It's a boozy thing, and then you put more booze on it to set it on fire, and then you typically serve it with like a whipped cream with some kind of booze
in
it.
Yeah, like a hard, what do you call it? A hard sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then there's, okay, so we digress. That's not a fucking pie. But then there's like key lime pie and like lemon meringue pie.
I do like key lime pie.
You know, do?
I like key lime pie.
That surprises me.
But you know what? There's an old fashioned pie from like back in the 50s and 60s that people I don't think make it anymore. You see it every once in a while, is a lemon chess pie.
What's the chess part?
I don't understand what it means.
Oh, but it's just
lemon. It's like a really thick, custardy kind of lemon. But it has a particular flavor to it that is and texture that is just amazing.
I'm looking up. Wow. Ooh, lemon chess pie.
Yeah.
Smooth and creamy. Lemon chess pie is a smooth and creamy lemon pie with a firm pudding texture.
Yes.
It's a classic. All those things you just fucking said you don't like. You just said.
But lemon chess pie is, it's a heavy...
Oh, it's made as with buttermilk.
Okay, that makes sense.
Chocolate, lemon, or nut.
Chess.
Pies. The difference between custard pie and chess pie is cornmeal.
There you go.
Bob's your uncle.
Yeah.
So that's what that... I've never heard of that. Okay, so wait. Did you used to make that?
I made it like maybe a couple of times when I got older, but I remember having it. Like, you know how in the old days they had the restaurants, the big department stores would have tea rooms?
Oh, like Harrods?
Yeah. Except I think this was at Vandiver's.
We would go and have tea at Harrods. I remember that.
And so they had all these different kinds of pies.
Yeah.
Because that's,
you had that
did. And so I remember having lemon chess pie. And it was just the most interesting, delicious pie
Maybe
I ever
you
had
should try
when
making
I was a kid.
It.
Maybe I should make one.
Yeah. For this holidays. Let's have it.
Okay.
And then we'll report back. I'll let you know
We're going to make a lemon chess pie.
How her chess pie is.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the obvious, like, then there's always the apple pie and the, like, fruit pies. Like, the berries and the cherries.
Berries.
Berries and the cherries.
All the berry pies.
All the pies. Which those to me feel more summery.
They are.
Springy.
Yeah, because you really need to do them when the fruit is in season.
Mm-hmm.
Apple pie is really better this time of year because the apples are in season. I mean, apples are available all year
round.
All
the time, yeah.
But fall into winter is when the apples, if you're growing apples, that's when they fall from the trees.
Well, and also, you pick them. But couldn't you, I mean.
You know that apple picking.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Okay. Saturday Night Live.
I feel like we've talked about this before.
We did.
Okay.
We did.
but I think with like, okay, so pies, now that we're discussing it, are very seasonal.
I think so.
Because you don't see like pumpkin pie or pecan pie like in the summer.
No, because they're heavy.
So then the same with like apple pie or like any other berried pie, you could add different spices or flavors to make it either one, right? If you had the fruit available.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, apple pie lends itself...
Because it could be like cinnamony or nutmeggy.
Yeah, but I think apple pie should be cinnamony anyway,
well,
frankly.
I know.
I know. You know how I feel about that. You love cinnamon so much.
I'm looking at some other pie. I'm not just fucking texting on my phone because you keep staring at me wondering what the fuck I'm doing.
No, I know what you're doing. She's doing research. Real quick research.
Well, and then there's other things like turtle pie and like Black Forest pie. And like, I mean, there's just, I guess you can pretty much put anything in a pie.
Yeah. I mean, really. It's just a vessel. The crust is a vessel.
So do you feel like there's a Christmas? I mean, I know for you guys, you did pumpkin and pecan.
Yeah.
Do you feel like there's like a Christmassy pie?
Christmassy pie. You know, I think I've seen a lot of cranberry pie.
Okay.
But I've never made a cranberry pie. I don't know. I mean,
that might be good because I don't like things super sweet.
Yeah.
And cranberries are kind of tart.
Very tart.
So, I mean, I realize they need a shit ton of sugar.
Yes, they do. But beyond that, I mean, I'm sure that there are people who make, you know, particular. And, you know, and if you happen to have a favorite
please
Christmas
let
pie,
us know.
Let us know.
Yeah, we want to know.
But I don't, off the top of my head, think that there's necessarily a Christmas pie. Christmas pie. Okay, what's in it? Is it meat? It's a meat pie.
A pie that's called Christmas pie.
Tell me what's in it.
Combine a few key Christmas flavors. What does that mean? That means different things to different people.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
What if you're Jewish?
What the fuck is knob butter? Is it from your knob? It's like
it's like a knob. It's a knob of butter.
Oh, it's a measurement.
It's like, you know, it'd be like, you know, like you just, you take a spoon or something, you just take a little, like a tablespoon or something. It'd be like a pat of butter.
Okay. Well, this has got some butter.
It's
got to
be
in.
British.
I guess, because it's not sweet.
Okay.
It's sausages, onion, lemon, breadcrumbs, apricots, chestnuts, cranberries, boneless, skinless chicken breasts. I think they just put all their fucking leftovers in a pie. And they fucking called it a Christmas pie.
Wow.
That's weird because it looks like a chocolate pie.
Well,
I guess it goes back to that shit in it thing again.
Yeah,
too,
it is.
Like,
it is. That has like, to be British.
I mean, it has to be. It'll come up on one of your I can't even fucking talk. Great British baking holiday specials.
It already has.
Christmas pie.
They've already had the, you know, meat pie
extravaganza.
Yeah.
Extravaganza. Apple pie, pecan pie. Yeah. Lemon meringue, key lime, cherry. We did that. Oh. Okay, I forgot about this one, and I don't know why we had this pie and not any other fucking pie, but strawberry rhubarb.
Oh.
I love those flavors together.
Yeah. I'm okay with it. It's not...
You don't like rhubarb.
No, not really.
I do.
It's okay.
But did you grow up eating it?
No.
And see, I did.
I wouldn't eat it. I wouldn't eat anything.
You didn't eat it. I didn't have a choice. It was like, eat this or fucking starve. And
no,
so
I know,
I
but...
ate it.
Yeah, and then I would throw a fit, and then...
I always loved food.
I know, but I
didn't. What the fuck is a shoe flea pie?
Shoe fly.
Oh, shoe fly don't
like
bother
shoe
me?
Like shoe fly.
No.
Yeah.
Shoe fly don't bother me.
Yeah.
Mississippi mud pie. Mm-hmm. I have heard of that. Chiffon pie?
Yeah, that's just a... That's usually a pie that has a meringue topping that's like this... Like 6 inches.
Okay, let's talk about meringue.
I hate meringue.
Let me discuss some. Listen, I know I come from a country that we look like you and we sound like you a little bit. We speak the same language, but like there's so many fucking different things. Meringue to me is not whatever that fucking soft shit is that goes on top of pies. Meringue to me is the crispy, sugary, like hard meringue.
Yeah.
So are they both?
That's a baked meringue, I think. I think that's what it's called. Because there's like Italian meringue, there's French meringue.
But those are all hard.
Italian? No. They're not hard. They all can be baked.
Okay. But they start.
But they all start as whipped egg whites.
Yeah. With sugar.
With sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would hope with sugar.
A lot of sugar.
A lot of sugar.
I
hate that texture so bad.
I'm fucking
joking. Whether it's baked or it's you know, like on top of a pie.
No, I can't do the soft shit. Mm-mm. No, I can't do that at all. No. But the baked one is my jam. Like, no, I don't like I'll just buy it and eat it.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh, that's just like air. Like sugar
it's
and
sugar
air.
It's sugar air.
Sugar air.
Yeah. What the fuck? It's amazing.
I don't like it.
I'm sorry, but let me tell you. And I'm going to fucking jump around here. It's cold and windy.
Right now it is.
And I really want
some pie.
Fucking chicken pot pie. There's something about chicken pot pie to me that's like, not you. You don't like it?
Oh, no. I'm just shaking your head. I love chicken pot pie.
Oh, my God. Like, I could make myself sick.
A killer chicken pot pie.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I do.
I wouldn't know.
You know that.
I do know, but I would like to know tonight.
I can't make it tonight.
I know. It's too late. It's too late in the day. Okay, so we've gone. So, say any other savory pies you can think of? So, we talked about birds in a pie. We talked about Sweeney Todd in a pie. Hand pie, chicken pot pie. Oh, and of course, like seafood, like a seafood, like pot pie or like
lobster pot pie. I'm famous for my lobster pot pie.
I thought it was the mac and cheese.
And the lobster mac and cheese, yeah. But you know, that's the one that Earl always says, oh my God, your lobster pot pie.
Oh, every it was the pot pie.
Him and Paul Williams, every time they see me.
What the fuck did you make that, like 10 years ago?
It was when we were first on Cherry Street.
So more than 10 years ago.
Well, that was...
Yes. 13?
2013, probably. Yeah. Sometime in there. We're getting close to 10 years. Mm-hmm. They loved it so much.
They still talk about it.
They still talk about
Infamous.
It.
Infamous.
Yeah. Mm. So, there you go. But it's, I mean, the pie... Here's the thing about pie crust that I find so interesting. Is that people fall into camps. And Alton Brown went through all this.
People are very serious about their pie crust.
His Good Eats show. You know, whether you were a butter person or a shortening person when you made your pie crust.
Okay.
Because butter makes it, gives it flavor for one thing, and makes it, I think it's flaky. Tender. Oh. No, tender. Shortening makes it flaky.
Can you use both?
And that's kind of what a lot of people do, is they use both. My mom was just a shortening.
So that's what you do.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
But now I add salt to the pie crust.
Is that weird?
I don't think so. I don't think it. I mean, if you don't add salt to it, shortening has no flavor whatsoever.
Yeah, it's just lard.
It's just, well, no, it's a variation on lard. Okay. Here's another thing we can look up. I don't know, but
let me get my phone.
Lard back in the day was what was available. And then I think this is probably one of those things where they, in the 50s or the 60s or whatever, they decided that lard was bad for you. So they came up with vegetable shortening.
Okay, so what am I looking up?
Maybe what the difference is between lard and vegetable shortening.
The term shortening technically refers to any type of fat that is solid at room temperature, including butter, margarine, and lard.
They also make a vegan block now that you could use for...
What the fuck is that made out of?
I don't know.
Okay, that's what I need to look up.
I saw that on the Great British Baking Show.
Vegan shortening.
Vegan. It's called a vegan block. And it looks like Crisco. It looks like a block of Crisco or a block of butter. What's it made with? Coconut oil? We have a moment of silence.
Sorry, I'm reading.
She's reading.
It does not give me my fucking answer. It just told me what Crisco is. I don't want to know what fucking Crisco is.
It's vegetable shortening. But I don't know why that wouldn't be vegan.
Vegetable shortening is often made from palm oil, which many strict vegans don't consider vegan.
Ah.
Okay, but wait.
Yes.
I have a question.
Okay.
Vegan is nothing from an animal.
Correct.
A palm oil is from a palm tree?
Tree? Yeah.
Is that an animal?
It may not be good for you or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
I realize trees aren't animals. I'm just asking, like, I don't understand.
I don't know why palm oil. I mean, palm oil probably has a lot of, I don't know, maybe it has like free radicals, or it's hydrogenated, or it's what else is there? Genetically modified, or what else could it be? It could be.
Now this says, while you may think of Crisco as that weird oily stuff your grandma always used in pie crust, the vegetable shortening is actually completely vegan. And a great option for non-dairy treats.
Well, see, there you go.
While many vegans use coconut oil as a butter replacement, the ingredient can be finicky while baking. Coconut oil can be finicky while baking.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So that's weird.
Maybe,
so
maybe what they were using, when they call it a vegan block, it really was Crisco.
Yeah, they were just giving it a really fucking nice name.
Yeah.
Here's my vegan block. You're like, what the fuck is my... And with your knob butter? Like, what the fuck? So, you're right, though. When I meet people that make pies, they are fucking particular.
Yes.
So, are there multiple... I mean, obviously, there's at least two or three. But are there a lot of different pie crust recipes?
Because... Oh, yeah. Because everybody has their own shtick. And the way that I make pie crust is... Probably in this day and age, very few people make pie crust the way I make pie crust.
Why?
Because most people, they'll blend. Okay, we all probably have in common that you have very cold ingredients. You blend your fat into your flour. You know, you make it clumpy.
Mm-hmm.
And then what they start doing is spraying it with ice water or something like that.
Oh.
So that they use very little water in their
crust
and making their crust. And what my mom always did was make a paste with flour and water,
mm-hmm.
ice water,
mm-hmm.
and then put it into the flour and fat and blend it.
And what... difference does that make? I mean, in the final, what's the purpose
frankly,
of that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just
well,
know
good.
It makes
keep
a,
doing it.
I know it makes a really good pie crust.
You make a really good pie crust.
So
yeah,
that's why I do it. But I don't think very many people do. It's kind of a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
And if mom knew that I was making my pie crust in a food processor, she would probably, you know, she'd be spinning.
With your...
Well, with a dough cutter.
Oh.
You know, because you cut the cut the Crisco into the flour,
mm-hmm.
and then you put your paste
into that,
and then you blend it with your hands.
Okay. Well, stop being so fucking lazy, Candace.
Well, I know. I'm just a lazy bitch. What
God.
Can I say?
Get that shit back out on the counter.
No more soap pats for me.
God. Get rid of that food processor, blender, mixer. Fucking so, every useful tool you have in your kitchen.
Yeah, in my brigade.
Mm-hmm.
So, pumpkin pie is my favorite, and I always make that. I always make one either at Thanksgiving or Christmas, just because I like pumpkin pie.
For you,
for myself,
you and your
family, because
okay.
my kids won't. Eat.
They don't eat it.
Oh well, they might have a piece, but not very much.
Okay, so with pumpkin pie or with any pies, do you feel like something goes with it? Do you put something with your pie? Like,
well, a lot of people put. A whipped cream
okay.
with pumpkin pie. But I just like it au naturel.
Good, because that's how I am right now. And then some pies, and again, like seasonal, spring, summer, I think of with ice cream.
Yeah.
But the heartier ones, or the thick, whatever we're calling them, the fall, winter ones, I don't think of those with ice cream.
No.
Unless it's apple, I guess. Apple
kind of needs
kind of goes with
kinda, yeah.
that.
Or a nasty hunk of cheese.
Wait, what? Why the fuck would you have a piece of cheese with your apple pie?
People eat cheese with apple pies. They used to.
No, that's not a thing.
Yeah, it was back
no,
in the
wait.
Day.
I don't understand.
A cheddar cheese with apple pie.
Just a piece of cheese
yeah.
and a piece of pie on your plate.
Nasty ass piece
And you
piece
would
of
take
cheese.
Your fork and you would take a little piece of cheese and a little piece of pie on the same fork and then you'd eat it?
Yeah.
Is that like a weird charcuterie board? Is that like...
Kinda.
I mean...
Yeah.
It's bread and apples and cheese.
Yeah.
I mean, I eat those separately together with wine. That's so weird. I've never fucking heard of that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to look that up,
yeah,
too.
That,
is
that was
a type of cheese?
Cheddar.
Oh. Do people eat apple pie?
With cheddar cheese.
With cheddar cheese.
Of course they do. Well, they don't anymore. They probably don't anymore. I bet that was from back in the 60s.
This picture has the cheese on top of the fucking pie. Mm-hmm. Cheese, specifically sharp cheddar, has been served with apple pie in the U.S. as early as the 1800s.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Sorry. It's my fault. But the combination was likely born in England in the 17th century.
See, there you go.
A tradition of using dairy-based sauces in pies, and, well, then you just evolved to ice cream.
Okay.
Just your dairy sauce.
Get cheese ice cream.
Oh my God, we might have a new thing. That's so weird. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I should try it.
Yeah.
I'm game.
Make an apple pie and throw some cheese on
it. I'm not going to make a fucking apple pie, first of all.
I know.
But next time I eat one, I'll be like, no, skip the ice cream. I'll have some cheese.
Give me a big hunk of sharp cheddar.
And that's why people don't invite me to things. that and, you know, many other reasons that we've discussed.
Exactly.
So, any other pie things? Pie.
I think we have beaten the pie, dead pie horse to death.
The pie horse. I guess you could put horse on a pie. Maybe some places do.
I'm sure they do.
Well, and pies to me are kind of like a I was going to say an encased soup. Because if they're savory, I mean, it kind of is. Like,
kind of is.
I mean, chicken pot pie, you could have the insides as like a hearty soup, you know, or like a beef pie.
That just made me think, because we're talking about ham pies before. One of the things in the South was a fried pie. And they were hand pies.
Yeah.
And they were deep fried pies.
Sweet or savory?
Typically sweet.
Oh, okay.
Apple, cherry, other berries.
Apple, cherry, berry.
Yeah.
Okay, let's wrap this up.
Yeah, let's do. So we're gonna stay fresh.
Pie bags.
Not a Single Fork is made possible by the Girl Can Cook cooking studio and kitchen, where real people learn how to cook real food and have fun while they're doing it. Located in beautiful downtown Broken Arrow, Oklahoma's historic Rose District, the Girl Can Cook holds recreational cooking classes during the week and private classes and parties on the weekend. Personalized catering and wine dinners to fit almost any occasion are also available. Check out the Girl Can Cook at thegirlcancookschool.com.